This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. France is the latest European nation to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and eight other cities in step with restrictions across the continent. Elsewhere, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe, and the head of one intensive care unit in Madrid says his staff is already mentally exhausted. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
With close to 900,000 registered infections and more than 33,000 deaths, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe. At Madrid's Infanta Sevilla Hospital, emotional fatigue has already set in among intensive care staff on a level even worse than in the first wave in the spring. And that's despite the fact they're better prepared now. Since Spain exited a tough lockdown in June, the infection rate has soared, with more than 10,000 cases diagnosed daily since August.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. With over 1 million coronavirus deaths and nearly 40 million cases worldwide, regions like Europe that suppressed the first outbreak are again facing tough choices on how to control a new wave without economically destructive national lockdowns. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19, but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Thai riot police cleared thousands of protesters from outside the prime minister's office early on Thursday as an emergency decree banned large gatherings and the publication of sensitive news in the face of escalating protests. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In the Senate's final round of questioning, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett told skeptical Democrats she'd keep an open mind in rulings. AP Sagarmagani reports.
Like yesterday, Barrett's refusing to give details about how she'd approach landmark cases on health care, abortion, and issues like voting rights.
I would, of course, have an open mind about it.
Still, Democrats tried to pin her down, like when Patrick Leahy asked about President Trump's view that he can pardon himself.
It's not one on which I can offer a view.
The GOP-led Senate's racing toward quickly confirming Barrett, whom Lindsey Graham calls a trailblazer for female conservatives.
And she's going to the court.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump on Wednesday sought to shore up support from constituencies that not so long ago he thought were secure. In a morning address to business leaders, he expressed puzzlement that they would even consider supporting his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, arguing that his own leadership was a better bet for a strong economy. Later, the president held his third campaign rally in three nights, this time in Iowa, a state he won handily in 2016, but where Biden is making a late push. Earlier, Biden held a virtual fundraiser from Wilmington, Delaware, and delivered recorded remarks to American Muslims. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms. Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its foreign policy with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, on September 15th, signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. The United States has approved a lab-made antibody treatment against the Ebola virus developed by the biotech firm Regeneron, after it was shown to significantly reduce the mortality rate in a clinical trial. The drug was developed using the same technology platform that the company used to produce its experimental therapy against COVID-19. Of the patients who received the treatment, nearly 34% died after 28 days, compared to 51% of the patients who received a control drug. The Afghan government says two military helicopters evacuating wounded soldiers from fighting in southern Afghanistan collided on Wednesday, killing nine people on board. Afghanistan's defense ministry says the collision was due to technical issues. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.